Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a minute, babe, I'm gonna do my show. Come on now. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show. He gone down to Dollar Jones. They got a little sale going on that slick curl juice. And with that being said, he'll be a little late getting on tonight. But we're not going to stay long. We're going to make it short and sweet tonight. I'm babysitting, as y'all can see in here. Y'all here? Yeah. She's trying to help me on the board a little bit. And no, you can't get that. So I guess she's my new co-host. Yeah. And I'm trying to do my best I can. I got baby one arm and a mouse in the other arm, so y'all gonna have to bear with me. Let me see here. I'm trying to find my board. Something going on my board, y'all. Y'all give me 1 minute. Yeah, going on this thing. All right. Okay, I got it back now. I had to refresh it quick, girl. I had to refresh it. I already got a couple of hands up. Let me see what we got. I'll probably get a couple of y'all to stand in and help me out a little bit here. Like I said, I'm trying to babysit. I need to see what went on this badass weekend. I hear a lot of things went on. So let me start with this 773-7294. Your mic is live. Who I'm speaking with tonight?
Core. What's up, Bud Naked?
Hey, what's going on, Core?
Doing all right? All right, all right. Yes, sir. You ready
what,
to hit
what,
that
what
road? Nothing too much.
Yeah.
We had a new AT up there this past weekend, you know, in Milan, Michigan.
Yeah.
Boys are throwing down.
Oh, yeah.
SBL won the shootout.
Who won it?
SBL.
Yeah, I got to tell Terry we're going to put a stop to that shit, man. He our partner, he our buddy, but he can't keep running around here and goddamn shutting shit down around him now.
Yeah. I congratulate him on his win, though.
Yeah.
It ain't over yet,
him,
though.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him out and doing their thing, man. They struggled for a while. They got everything back going. And I'm glad to see him out there doing the damn thing.
Yep.
I got a check saying something about who wrecked in Milan, Michigan this weekend.
It was Kimo's car. Junior was driving Kimo's car. I'm glad to see you all right, too.
Oh, he's all right? He's okay?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, that's great. That's the most important thing. Fix another car, fix the car back. And get him in life.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, cool. Whatever it be, and we got to inform the car. I worked all weekend, man. Folks went up the last mountain, didn't get a chance to get my truck back in time, and so I didn't get a chance to get it finished up, so I didn't get a chance to make a handle of transport.
Okay.
And the driver went and showed his support anyway, and then, you know, showed up, showed his face. Yep.
Man, that's cool. Yeah. What day you leaving to come up this way?
I'm trying to shoot for Thursday.
Okay. You stuck on that road, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm supposed to be to my little girl's birthday tomorrow. She turned one. And,
okay.
Let him hang around here for that, and then I'm going to bring up out of him Thursday night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. See what we got going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Corey. You can chime in at any time. We got one more hand up. Let me see who this
okay.
is. All right.
I'm going on mute. All right.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Be still, girl. Come on. 815-8050. You're Michael Lyon. Who's speaking with tonight?
What's going on, old chap? You're sleepy, man. How you doing?
What's going on, brother Sleepy?
Just willing in here to Illinois, man. I'm from the Galvez Expressway now. I just got in here about maybe 20 minutes ago. I'm going to go check out my homeboys, see what they got going on. Hopefully I can catch up with you at a beers race.
Oh, yeah. If the law willing, we'll be there, you know. The law ain't got nothing in store for us, you know. As long as our feet hit that floor, If you get law willing, we'll be there. Oh, yeah. How everybody doing? How everything going with you?
Well, I'm hanging in there, brother nigga. That's all I can do, man.
Okay.
How y'all work say it? Let it do what it do. I'm just going to let it do what it do, man.
Okay. Yeah. You know, law ain't going to put them on you, though, bro. Sleeping, you know. Sometimes we got to go through something to get something.
That's it. What's he
saying
tonight?
He had to go down there, you know, got a sale on that damn Jerry curl juice or Shark curl juice or something. Hell, he tried using that generic shit. He's going to go ahead and get the main brand. He said, he'll be back in a minute.
Oh, okay.
He said, give him about 5 or 10 minutes, he'll be on.
Okay, I'm going to lay back and listen, man.
Okay, do you have an update for what went on this weekend, or you haven't heard anything? I know I haven't heard much of nothing.
I haven't heard anything but next.
Okay, all right. Well, all right, Sleepy, you put your phone on mute, come back and chime in and get ready. For the ones that are listening and the ones that don't know, it's going down this weekend. And, B is raised, the South versus the North, the North versus the South. And it should be a pretty good show for all y'all that can make it. I'm looking forward to seeing you, meeting you out there, meeting Greek. I'm looking to eat some of that chicken of Big Wheel, him and his grandkid, and his old lady. And hopefully everybody can show up and show out. If not, show up and show your support, whichever one. And with that being said, y'all give me 1 second. The boy acting crazy. And I got excuse the little lady for trying. I'm trying to babysit her too, all at the same time. Give me 1 second. Boy, got to refresh. What's going on? I guess the storm got it bad down here. Come on, baby. Now you can't do that. All right, I got it refreshed again. Let me go back to the board. 478-8870. Your mic is live. Who's speaking with tonight?
What's going on, bud? Negative Kenny.
Hey, Kenny, what's going on, homie? I hope you can fill me in with what I want to say again.
I didn't go, man. I see you got your hand tied up.
Boy, it's hard, but it fell. She's trying to press all the keys and everything on him.
No, I was getting on tonight trying to find out what was going on this past weekend. I didn't go.
I didn't get a chance to make it, and I thought maybe somebody, you know, some of everybody had something going on everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I don't know exactly what went on. So maybe you heard it or something.
Pretty much we had a lot of rain going on.
Oh, yeah? Where it rained in?
Yeah. Well, I think we went on Panama City and rained down that way.
Oh, to that rain down there? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, old brother Chop, I'm down there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I ain't never been to that track down there. There's a lot of these little tracks, closed by ain't been to. So we ain't got to get out and see what they got going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, Kenny, hold on 1 second. Let me get the other line. He got a hand up, too. Don't go nowhere.
All right.
708-6369. You're Mike and Lyle. Who's speaking with tonight?
Butt naked.
Yes, sir.
Them Diz told me they looking for you, butt naked.
That sound
like the boy
from
Chicago.
Don't put them bills on me, homie. I don't need them no more.
hey,
I can do without them.
Hey, butt neck. Hey,
yeah.
Butt neck. I just want to let you know. You get up here to the shy, man. Don't clown. Don't act up now. Be nice.
Hey, yeah, you know.
Be nice.
Hey.
You act up, butt naked. We're gonna put it to you, butt naked.
Let me tell you something. When I come up there and do what I got to do to them opponents of mine, you know I got to show out a little bit. They don't have to do a little showing out. I'm one of them guys. I'm going to do the own show. I'm going to do some real shit to him. I'm going to pull the shoot on his ass at the 330. I'm going to pull both shoots on his ass at the 330.
But now you going to pull the shoot?
At the 330. Come on, little mama. Cut that out, man. You can't get the keyboard.
somebody. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
oh, yeah.
Man.
I got to excuse my baby dog in the background. I'm babysitting, trying to ring the board.
We put him away. I'm right in here right now. I like we're going to get a little rain on this end. It's pretty good out here.
Yeah, it's raining now.
It just finished raining a few minutes ago here.
Yeah, it's raining now at my house.
Yeah, well.
Nah, Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we had a pretty ugly shower come through about 5. A lot of lightning.
Let me tie DJ in. He's trying to get away. He don't hung up. I guess I'll call him back. He's trying to get in with us. Let me sit down and get him. Yeah, it ran over this way too, man. It said it'll be 80% chance. I don't know. We need it, though.
Yeah.
Let me call DJ back. Y'all give me 1 second. All right, DJ, I got you on.
What's happening?
What's going on, homie?
What everybody talking about, man? What's the word on the street?
Talking about me? Yeah. When you gonna start racing?
Who is this talking? That sounds like Kenny.
Yup.
That's Kenny. Well, I did good. I got some pretty good news today. So all I can tell you, Kenny, it won't be.
Don't say it won't be long.
I can say it. Hold on. I can say it now, Kenny. I couldn't say it before, but I can say it now, Kenny. your tongue be tied where you want to say something but you really can't, but I can speak a little free. The muzzle is halfway off my mouth now.
Okay, you see a little light, huh?
Yeah, I see a little light. See a little daylight come beaming through up under that door. I see a little light now.
I heard that.
Yeah, it won't be.
Now let me try to get the guy in right quick, DJ. He's been holding for a minute. 773. 7115, Mike and Lai.
What's happening, Butt Naked, DJ Cran, and everybody else I can hear?
How's
it going? What's
going
on, Kid?
Yeah, I'm
much, man,
a,
but no good.
I'm co-host of Kenny tonight.
Watch it now.
You about ready to head this way, Butt Naked?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get everything situated, man, so we can get out of here.
Oh, okay. Okay, I heard that.
Nigga got some heads to bust up in the north.
I heard that. DJ, are you bringing a car or you just coming to spectate?
No, sir. The car won't make it.
Oh, okay.
Did y'all, I don't mean to change the subject, but y'all hear about the guy from down in Alabama by Montgomery somewhere? Got a whole outfit stolen? Where was that at?
I just realized it was a buddy of mine.
DJ?
He came up with ducking the law, them to Morocco. I sound crazy because I don't know his name. But I just drew a blank and they called his name. Finished. Nice and small block car. Just got the car finished. New motor and new car.
Damn.
I think they probably went out with it once or twice.
What are you in Carolina? What are you in Augusta?
I think Carolina, Augusta, you know, right there by you. I think they must have went to the race up there in Carolina.
They stayed somewhere at a hotel and they were testing. I think they had a little more with them.
That's a damn shame, man. I swear I hate to hear that. The girl went to the bathroom
or something and somebody stole the shit while she was at the bathroom. Some security guard later or something.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I hear. You know, you hear all kind of shit going on.
That don't sound right. I think they were staying at the hotel. They got stolen from the hotel.
Yeah, it was at the hotel. You know what I'm saying? The little part that you pull up on them when you get ready.
Mine got that damn little jack on the trail, the car, the truck, and the golf cart.
Yeah.
You got to have it on there, man.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because them bandits are everywhere.
You know what? I don't care how a man get his money. It ain't never been my hustle to take another man's shit on a tussle. I ain't never did that shit. And I don't mean it, but I'm just gonna be point blanking up on it. Up front and honest. They need to shoot two or three of them motherfuckers, blow their motherfucking mouth out, goddamn there, quit this shit. A man worked too motherfucking hard to get this shit, cut the head off.
Cut them off.
Shoot them bitches in the
mouth. What they need to do is pipe some salt in a shell and then hit him with it. That way you ain't going to kill him, but he going to say you did.
Motherfucker take a man shit like that, man. That motherfucker damn near, he needs killing. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
You
got to understand, man. You fuck with a man race car. You got to be damn near willing to die, cause I know what happened. I see you trying to pull out with mine. Shit, I know how hard I work.
Everybody knew how much you got to sacrifice to get this money up to get these cars. You miss payment, you borrow this, you borrow that. Man, this shit ain't easy.
You wait a long time.
And for another motherfucker come on here and take your shit and sell it for a little nothing. Hell no.
Yeah.
What you got
to think about though, if you see that man out there doing that, you know that man gonna shoot you, cause you know you already about know that it, either you or him won.
Yeah, you or him,
but
I can tell you it's gonna be him.
Cause he gonna have something. He gonna have something too. If he doesn't kill you,
I'm not it, man. Listen, man.
Man, I don't give a damn. I'll put me some new walls in my trailer, some new panels on my goddamn truck. I'm blowing a hole through the motherfucker they can see through. I ain't talking about no goddamn 9, no 45. I got a fucking 12-gauge automatic with a goddamn 40-round clip in that bitch.
Hell, bud, Nick.
Hold on. Now is the time for me to put in our disclaimer. Now, we do not condone violence and anything like that.
Shit, I ain't condoning no violence either, but let me catch a motherfucker. Yeah. You better get home, it ain't going to be mine.
So let's just set the record straight, huh?
I had to throw a disclaimer in there.
Hey, we ain't condoning no violence, but let me catch a man out there. They got a 40-round clip. They got a 20-round clip. Look it up on the internet. 12-gauge automatic.
Buckshot.
Yeah. Buckshot. 3 inches. Not 2 3/4. 3 inches.
I seen them, butt neck.
Yeah. Man, that motherfucker bad ass. That's the baddest gun I ever bought.
I like to buy guns, too. I got a Desert Eagle.
Yeah, man, that's a heavy motherfucker. Ooh, Lord, that's a heavy motherfucker. Shit,
I mean,
you can't hold a bitch up, man, and shoot. You hit
a man with a barrel that day, so he can still knock him out. Yeah.
But see, with that 12 gauge, that motherfucker ain't gonna know where to go. He'll be pissing on himself. Because them got that motherfucker gonna spray it on his ass.
Nah, he gonna not hold in that truck.
Yeah. And I ain't got the one with the goddamn 15 pellets. See, I got the one with the 9 pellets. You push on his ass.
Yeah. But
y'all
Nate,
see it in the truck. I keep it in the trailer when I travel. They'll see it.
But, Nate, Lily, you here, you going to have to answer the prop on the shoe. If you don't, it's going up in the air.
See, I ain't got all this stomach for nothing, Kenny. That mother going to hold it, boy. Yeah. But you know, it just sad that a man take another man's shit like that, man. It's just real sad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it all gonna come to the light one day. When somebody bun that bitch in, and everybody said, damn, I didn't know he would have won doing that. Somebody gonna catch that motherfucker one of these days, man.
Let me tell you something, bud nigga. It always somebody that knows where your stuff is and knows you real good. Always.
I don't know, Kenny. You like the guy in Parramatta or no? You know, they
yeah.
show that guy know. They, I don't think they know him real good. Somebody that knew that guy was working. It worked.
Yeah.
You know, them just gonna lay down on you and scope you out, boy. Mm-hmm.
But like you said, advertising somebody is somebody that that done been around, you know, you know, them the one that take from you.
Oh yeah, I agree with that now. No, I agree.
Them your so called friends.
Jealousy.
Yep.
Hell yeah. But you know, they'll do a lot of motherfucking favor though. And I know a lot of folks can't afford insurance on a lot of this shit out here. But goddamn,
right.
Some of the king. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me hold my damn mic. Somebody don't hung up and play back in. 708-0992. The mic and line, who's speaking with?
What's going on, Bonnecket? I actually hung up on myself. So I just called back in. What's going on, Bonnecket?
King B.
I don't know what I'm up. What's going on, B?
What's going on, what?
King Bill, hey, this word on the street, and I heard you trying to come back to reclaim your throne as King Bill.
Man,
you're doing it this time with a nicer smile about it. That's what I heard. Now I don't know.
Hey man, I'm
hey
Bill,
yeah. what your car doing at my home track without you asking me?
rental.
I ain't tell what I said. What your track? What your car doing at my home track?
I was at a custom track. I'm trying to find out which one was. Were you talking about rental?
You know where you were last Friday night, don't you?
Yeah. Hey man, I am excited, Devin. I'm so excited. I'm gonna tell dog, we running out the back door when we get up there. We
oh my
the
goodness.
We got 55 gallons of glue, and damn it, we ain't taking it back to Georgia. We gonna spray that damn track. We gonna spray. I done bought $300 worth of that damn genie. That stuff is $90 a 5 gallon bale. We gonna spray that damn track so we can't spray it no more. And I'm going to tell him to take it out the back door. I'm running a quarter mile this weekend. I got three people telling me they want to run keep unless I run a quarter mile. I'm going a quarter mile because I'm going to get these on. I'm going to get these on.
Ben, somebody tell me you look pretty good up there, Ben.
Hey,
you look pretty good.
Hey, quiet, damn it. Quiet. In the classroom. I'm
telling
you, I'm going out the back.
No. Hold on 1 second, B. Let me get the other guy open right quick. He's been on for a minute. 219-4018.
What's up?
Terry.
What's up, Terry?
What's that badass SVO going to be this weekend?
He just won the past weekend, DJ. You ain't heard?
Yeah, I heard.
Okay.
I also heard something brewing by him about SBO and Lisa Levin. What can you say? Can you give us an insight on that, Mr. Terry?
I'm sure if you want to beat the best, you got to beat them, huh? Or if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, then.
And Bud Naked's just in the way.
Oh, shit.
Bud Naked what?
He slid one in on you, butt nigga.
What did he say, butt nigga? What?
He said, butt nigga, you in the way.
Uh-oh.
In the way. Terry, do you really want these problems?
Yes, we do.
All right. Okay.
Hey,
well,
hey,
we were glad we were there and obliged.
Hey, Boots 12 gave me a call.
What, you hit your head? Y'all go ahead, give me a minute. I told y'all I'll babysit. I'm trying to babysit till them put my phone on me.
Yeah, hold on. We gotta let Daddy daycare. Yes, they can't pull a fit right now.
Hey, just know when it's your baby, you ain't baby shit. I learned that when I had my first child. They said when it's yours, you ain't baby shit.
Right.
Hey, Bob. Right here.
What you say? You said something about Boost 12, Biz. What you saying?
Boost 12 called me bright and early this morning. He said he's looking in daylight with a flashlight.
For Tony Ball's mind and the thriller. What? Okay. You know, I like Boost 12 because I know Boost 12 already. But I got to say, it's just a thriller.
Oh. I know I forgot to mention also. For the ones that are looking for a deal on a big block, my buddy got a big block. He's going a little bit bigger than what he got. It's a complete coverage at all, man. All aluminum big block. He giving it away for $10,000.
Cubic inches, button, nigga. Cubic inches.
It's a 565. All aluminum.
Oh, there we go. All aluminum five now. A lot of people don't realize, but you can make some hell of a pile with a pile. You got a bad 565.
Hey, that's 565.
You got a bad.
He only want ten.
He told me not 95, not 98, not 99. He said the bottom dollar 10.
Yeah, but you would take over 1,000.
But Chris, Brendan, say what be is it?
I'm gonna do it.
I don't know, but I know how fast he been and had tuned it in before he wrecked the car. Now that he wrecked the car, he built a brand new car and had the motor freshen up.
Well, how fast he been?
Somebody might want to buy the motor.
How we gonna know who bought that? We don't know.
If you want the motor, you're serious about it, call me and I give y'all a hit number. And y'all can talk.
But next, we don't know who's selling the motor. We don't know who car it is.
We don't know who built it.
We don't know.
There's some people on the phone that know.
Okay.
There's some people on the phone that know.
Basically, it's a pretty bad motor and sound like a good deal.
Let me put it like this. You'll go in the phone.
That's all you got to say.
Get it from me, DJ.
You can't beat that for
$10,000.
No.
Get it from me, DJ. Get it from me, DJ. Yeah, little lot of them got 700 cubic motor, Jabella. They ain't going too deep in the damn pole.
Hey, Kenny.
Kenny, you can take a 565 or 580 or something all day long, go some good phone. You know what I mean? You might not go way down.
I've said it before, man. It takes more than just a big, bad motor to go a number, man.
You got to have a car, and
you got to have somebody know how to get you from point A to point B with some power.
And if a man in
his right mind, and he going to try to buy something like that, he might want to buy the converter, too. You know what I'm saying? Then you know you got the right combination.
The nitrous, the tune-ups, all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to cover it to the all band.
Hey, Kenny. You said it looked pretty good last Friday. And now one
time. Yeah, what somebody told me. Somebody told me you had a tune-up come out of retirement and you had a driver come out of retirement.
Hey, Kenny.
He looked like he lost his touch. Hey, guy, let me open my D2 mic right quick, B. Hold on.
Okay.
920-5429, your mic is live. 920-5429, your mic is live.
Hello? Yeah,
yeah. Oh, shit, man. Damn, I ain't even pressed the one button, though, man. But, shit, no. Nah, I just want to say what's up, man. This stuff with East Side Stranglers, man.
But nigga.
Yes, sir.
You gonna bring them shirts?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, because he want a shirt.
I'm sure we know we're gonna bring them.
But,
I'm gonna bring them. I'm gonna bring them.
Booty nigga racing.
Yeah, you knew it.
Tell everybody what the name of the car is again. I forgot what you said the name of the car is.
Zeus.
Zeus. Y'all heard Zeus. Zeus is invading Morocco this weekend. Zeus, goddammit. But they're gonna have a big old booty on the hood of this car. And you know how a woman had a tattoo right above her booty? They gonna say Zeus right on top of the booty.
Boy, you crazy. Yeah. What the hell going on with that boy, man? That boy know that ain't crazy.
Huh?
This boy.
DJ.
Boy, that. Yeah.
Free my niggas.
I
want to
let you know. You know this shit.
I want to let you know that I got word today that Willie Dog said he's bringing old Smokey up.
Oh my goodness, Smokey's gonna be there with Smokey.
Yeah, he's gonna be there with Smokey. Say, looking for Leon.
Hell to the no. Now that race right there ought to be worth the price of admission. That's gonna be a funny ass race. I know Dog gonna talk plenty of shit.
Yeah, he
say he's looking for Leon. Oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah. Where Leon at? He gonna do something with Dog?
You know what? I have no idea.
Leaky, I know you're on here. Leaky got to be on here. Leaky, put the one.
Hey, tell dog. I said
you ain't
he
going
ain't
to
gonna do
shit.
Nigga.
You ain't going to.
Tell dog he ain't going to do shit. Hey, B, you better buy that old motherfucker brand new helmet.
Say what?
Better buy that old motherfucker new helmet. They have Rick. He already ain't gonna hear how Rick got that. That's something gonna be fucked up, that open face helmet.
I didn't understand nothing you said, but
you better buy that old motherfucker a brand new helmet.
Oh.
Oh my shit.
He already regular here. He already gonna be fucked up.
When he say he use that helmet, he use that open face helmet to help him cut better tree, he can see better.
Shit, it ain't coming up in eyes, it's coming up in mouth, in the chin. What do you see out of mouth, in the chin?
He got an open face helmet, don't he?
Yeah, he got an open face. I'm saying that new style helmet, them do never go to your mouth and your chin. It ain't coming up in goddamn eyes, so I ain't going to impair his vision right there.
Hey, I don't shoot the mess. I'm just telling you what I was told. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe giving up a secret.
Dang, then you know around that motherfucker DJ when he said that.
Oh my goodness.
I sit alone in my four corner room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is going. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned.
That was DJ Booty Naked. They on the one or two. DJ
Booty Naked on the one or two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me go back to the board.
773-4309.
Your mic is live.
Big Will.
What's going on,
Butt
Naked, DJ?
What's going on, Big Will?
Big Will. All
right, man.
Big Will.
Ain't no turning. Yeah, can't wait for
y'all
to get here.
The South will be invading the North.
All right.
Hey, Big Will, you talk to Leon?
Yeah, where Leon at?
I ain't talking to Leon.
Okay. Yeah. You do talk to the kind of dog coming up here with old
with Smokey. Yeah, we need to see what we need to see what Leon want to do, man.
Yeah, he said he wanted to do something with dog. I know that.
I know that. I mean, I know that'd be right up his alley. Now, I want to hear what Nicky got to say about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Big Will.
So both of them
get
the same, don't they?
Yeah. No, dog don't have woolly balls.
So they both have big ties.
Yeah.
Hey, if they're going off the trailer, Leon gonna go.
Hey, Big Will.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, I
got
that
trailer,
man. I've been I got a lot
of noise
with you, man.
What's that?
I said I got that package for you, man. You ain't trying to get with it. What's up?
Oh, who is that? Oh, Cadillac. I ain't making a lot of noise. I can't hear.
If y'all ain't talking, please mute your mic.
That's a TV. That's a TV,
but
I got a TV.
Let me see if I can find it.
Hey, Big Will, give me a call after the show, man.
Yeah,
all right. Is that down here? That down here, Cadillac. Who that talking?
Sound like Cadillac.
This Cadillac.
Huh?
BJ, BJ, Cadillac.
Yeah, Cadillac. Sound like Don Yates.
What's going on with you?
Trying to make it, brother. What you know good?
Oh, man, Jesus, know the world is good, man. Just listening in, that's all, man.
You coming out this weekend?
Nah, I won't be there.
Hey,
kid, that's you with that TV, kid.
We coming up to the north. We're coming to the north, man. God
man,
damn.
I see y'all when y'all come up to Little Tony race, man.
Yeah,
hey, kid, that's you with that damn TV.
A lot of people ain't come. Gonna make, you know, some gonna make this one. Some ain't gonna make Little Tony.
Hey, if I don't catch, I catch you in your hometown, man. I'm trapped.
Every time we come up there.
I was there last time, man.
I got you.
Hey, tell Kid to cut that TV down.
I just muted him. Kid, you better mute your damn mic. Cut that TV down. I'm going to hold you back up. Yeah, that kid all day long. Come on, kid.
A grown man listening to cartoons on a damn tube. She couldn't cut that
I
thing down.
I did already, man.
Huh?
A grown man looking at cartoon on Tuesday, tell him cut that damn TV down.
Oh shit!
Kenny, you crazy?
Kid, they say you watch cartoons, kid. What's going on, kid? What they talking about, kid? I mean, Kenny.
No,
kid, I
was looking at something else. I'm sorry.
Oh, he looking at those freaky cartoons. He can't say what he's looking at.
What, Beavis and Butthead? Yeah.
Oh, man.
DJ. DJ. Oh, my God.
Oh,
what a do, Yeah, damn, be happy tonight, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, man,
I ain't gonna lie, man. That's how you feel when shit come together. And, you know, you got the damn car. That's a happy feeling, man. I ain't saying no lie. I got halfway, so I can't get all the way inside like him. He done tested and ready to go. But I'm happy tonight too. I got me some good news today.
What is it, DJ?
Two
bottles for the price of one?
Uh,
You know, it's very rare for somebody to get happy when they got to spend a lot of money, but this one time I ain't mad. It is what it is. But I'm just so ready to go get my unit.
Hey, I guess it's like Mark Obama. He approved that message then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Better believe it. We long for the rubber hit the road.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad to hear that. You know, a lot of people ask me when DJ that. I tell them I don't know. He ain't saying it to me. But, hey, if you don't say it for yourself, won't be long. How long? Not long. DJ, you know we got to do something for the local track around here, man.
Yeah, long, sweet. That's a two-way street.
Hey, how far y'all from Silk?
We're not that far.
Shit, it ain't that far.
2 hours.
They say, maybe. I ain't never been, B. They say it ain't far.
I ain't never been in. I've never been to Silk. I feel like everybody's talking about old Lasting Mountain, like they like Lasting Mountain pretty good, though, from this past weekend. Heard 901
hey,
showed up.
Hey, either one of y'all been to the track at Atmo? That's a good track.
I hadn't been there either, but they said that's a damn good track.
Yeah, that's
right. Damn, damn show you that. They said that's a damn good track now.
Yeah. I know they're supposed to have, August 9th, they're supposed to have Pro Mods over there.
Oh, well, if they got Pro Mods there, it's got to be a good track.
Yeah.
Not
see, this guy owns the track and owns the casino, too.
Now, come on, man.
Got to be somebody in the city, man.
Yeah.
Got to be somebody in the city. We don't do that shit in the country right now.
That was me.
y'all go ahead and just roll them in the dirt. Throw dirt on them. Don't even call ambulance
for country. I just roll. He ain't learned. It might take an hour for a folder to get out to you in the country sometimes.
Hey, we got a promo coming out real soon with that same tuner and that same driver. Y'all seen in rentals this past weekend. They coming to take over the promo world.
Biz, I hate to tell you, Biz, hell ain't too many promos out there, they're not racist.
He lied. They damn sure ain't racist, man. Yeah. Hey. I wish somebody would breathe some life into these damn promos so bad, because I mean, I submit it. And I mean, hell, the back half is halfway, and I mean, you ain't got but two or three that's really trying to hold this shit together.
Man, the back half trying to convert to 29W, so...
Exactly. The back half and Pro Mods trying to convert to 29.
It costs too much to run them damn Pro Mods.
They don't call them more to run them Pro Mods than what we run. Same damn thing.
They cost more stuff.
I don't. I'm telling you. I can get it.
Well, you got to look at that button. They got to look at Hancock. Now, they like a damn... They like John Fulton. You might see them between rounds to the whole goddamn motor now. But you know that, think about it, if you had to pay somebody to do that between rounds. Shit.
Yeah.
They cost more to run a Pro Mod than they do to run a 28-29 at Ticonderoga. They cost more to build them and it costs more to maintain.
Let me tell you this. The only difference between them and me, I ain't got no chassis car. I got the same shit they got. Everything.
I believe that now. He ain't telling a lot there now. His big ass mountain motor and all that other shit. He got all that shit.
I got a whole fucking machine shop in my goddamn trailer. I got something to fix everything with in that motherfucker.
But nigga, I'm going to say this. You the exception. You not the rule. You the exception.
I'm just saying. Hey, where you think my motor came from? My motor came out that Corvette that they rented. That's where my motor came from. Out that car.
Most 28-inch, 29-inch tire cars don't have the maintenance that you have on like a Pro Mod.
Yeah,
you don't have maintenance like Kevin. That's true, but a regular 28-inch.
Man, y'all just don't see it, Biz. You know, we had extra rock on arm with intake and exhaust. We break that shit too.
I said not you. You the pastor. I'm talking about a regular person. I say you're not regular, but I'm just saying a regular person don't have extra rock on. The only thing we have extra is a freaking spark plug.
They have a special transmission.
Yeah, we have an extra transmission.
Yeah, we had to cool the damn converter down and in between round. Cool the converter down and shit. Now we do everything that they do. I just don't break that bit down here around because I got that bitch on safe. That's when I try to tell
y'all.
I got a lot more power left in my motor. So
I'm not gonna say Hancock them have to break it down every time. I said they can. I've seen them do it. I guess when they was first bringing that car out testing it, you know, I seen them do that down in about Austin.
And how many times you should Pro Mod be safe? They fall to the wall. You know,
it can't be safe in a Pro Mod
game. You can't. Not really.
No.
You know, unless you got a
Zeus blower
to compensate Mr. Terry.
Then why I asked Terry, did he really want them problems? He said, yeah. I guess I got to go and goddamn apply. I see you down in Baltimore, goddamn. I guess I got to go and do what I got to do.
If y'all look at Edmund, when Edmund at the track, man, that man got so much he got to do to that damn car just to get it ripped.
Who that?
Edmund, 5-speed.
Edmund, how are you?
Shit, you must ain't seen me over there. At the track.
You better catch me.
That boy crazy.
Woo, I didn't know your motor was that big, but God.
I didn't either.
It's some of these jokes got something I had damn them 900. I know 800. For sure.
Man, I wish I had them in a 2-inch for real. Hell yeah.
Hey, these people think you're sweet, but next, these people up in the Midwest think you're sweet.
So what now?
We see how sweet they think you is when you get there.
Yeah, they think you're sweet, but
next. I think you're going to be a big dodgeball game when you get there. They say what they want to say.
You know, a man in this game is constantly still learning if you're in the game. You know, it's some shit I thought I knew better than, you know, I ain't going to say anybody, better than most of my opponents I thought I knew. But they had the edge on them because they had a little bit better technology than I had, and they got a little bit better car than I got. They not outpowering me. They outcoring me what they were doing. I'm going to get me a new car. That's what I'm going to have to do. They ain't got no more power than me. But I'm trying to hustle right now because it's coming up on income tax time. I got to have me 20 cars to sell. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I was going to go buy that goddamn car. My partner said, man, let me keep these up. If you go out there and spend all that money and buy that goddamn car, what the hell are you going to do about income tax time? He said, you ain't sold no cars in 3 years. Said, you goddamn right. I done bought me 5 cars. I'm going to get me goddamn 15 more. And I'm going to have them motherfucking ready for income tax time.
Hey, but you got a lot of people not a lot. Let me take that back. You got some people that haven't seen your setup. So I just think they just see you on YouTube and what have you. And they just think that, and then they got a lot of faith in they homeboy. They got a lot of faith in Boots 12. But when we put that post up that you're coming and that you're going to run Boots 12, you got a whole lot of people thinking Boots 12 just going to wear you out.
Woo, Tim, all they can do is find me. Bring it to me.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Bring it to me. I'll catch all the overflow. I'm in the pot and the overflow.
Let me tell you like this. I used to say I went rental turbo cars and this and that. You know, we'll rent a motherfucker too, but hey, I was trying to say the best for last. My buddy Carti said, they said, but nigga, remember you came that shit out we had down here?
Some turbo cars ain't the best.
He said, you three goddamn turbo cars. Three turbo cars in that fucking shootout he had down there. Three. One on with twin turbo.
Up in Macon. I remember.
Down in Macon. I put the motherfucker on all three of them. Every last one of them motherfuckers.
That's because all them bitches.
Put that in there, Terry.
See what? That's what called what now, Terry?
That's because all them small cars down south are slow bitches. There's only one fast one.
I more than one fast one down.
They got their terrible, got their mojo. Terrible got their mojo back, but nigga.
Yeah, they got their mojo. They got it. Hey. You ever seen that goddamn movie when they say you keep knocking at the devil door, sooner or later the motherfucker going to answer? They knocking.
Hey,
but Nate.
I got a question for you. When are you gonna dance with Realtree?
I don't say that. You're on the show. You was on him.
But Nate. At Ray Saturday. Realtree said he was down. He really believed that's why Butt Nigga didn't show up.
let me tell you this. I'm going to make this plain and motherfucking simple. Plain and goddamn simple. Realtree ain't shit. Now, run to that whoever listening on their phone.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Oh, shit. Now, you can't say that, Butt Nigga. You can't say that. Realtree the shit, now.
He said that because Kenny, the third person that done told me that he said that. The third one. Third different person.
Oh, okay. So
all you got to do is go back and listen on the show Monday.
Oh,
I don't get on
the
shows.
I was listening, too. He sure said it. Say, looking for you.
Well, I don't tell Realtree that I don't want to rent him until I go down to Baltimore. I done told him that. Baltimore. But you know what?
Y'all
listen to me good. I promise you, everything I love, if Lord keep blessing me, I'm going to have a brand new car like these guys got with a fiberglass body too. I promise you. I can go get it tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't gonna spend all my eggs up right here and goddamn they got nothing later on down the road. I ain't got no help, but ain't nobody but me.
But never say he being smart. He ain't falling for the banana in the tail fight.
A lot of shit around him that you don't need and that you do need. I'm going to get me a car to sit like these motherfuckers. I promise when I get me a car to sit like them and I weigh 2,500 pounds with the drive in it, fuck them all.
Don't do all that. Do you think you got what you need right now to whoop?
Oh, hell yeah, I got what I got now to whoop them. But I want to be on top of my game with everything and everybody. I'm going to be in the top five with 29. The top five with 29.
You're the top five. With 29 or 28? 29 or
28? I say with 29. With 29. Hey, with that new car, be the top five.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a special guest on. Go say hello, guy.
Special guest, how you doing?
Joey. Who's the special guest?
I shit, he might hung
up. He can't be special because we ain't invited.
Who was the special guest here?
Booth 12 sign here.
Oh, Booth 12. Okay.
Joey.
Booth 12 gonna say he needed 12 more feet to go to goddamn get me at that track. That's what he gonna say. I needed 12 more feet.
Come on, drop. Hang on.
Hey, B, you better have that guy there prepping that goddamn track, homie.
You and Wolfman got a dance too now, but nigga, you and Scott, who performed?
Oh yeah, I know this. That's why I told Realtree I'm not gonna run my money off. If I run that man now, who in the hell is gonna run me? He can't get no fucking raise. He cannot get a raise right now because everybody assuming how fast that he is. They assuming how fast that he is. They scared of him. Anything happen in racing, it's just like going to coke. You don't know how the fuck you gonna come out.
Terry, I just got a text. Somebody told me to ask you why. Why is that one fast car? I don't know what the hell. I might need a little more. Maybe I missed something. Somebody just texted me and said, Terry, why is that one fast car? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Did you say something about something? I don't know.
Who is that one fast car, I guess?
Okay. He said, who is that one fast car from the south that you was referring to?
Boy.
Who?
Boy.
Okay. Stephen
Jackson
what?
or
Cable. And neither one of them true good at these.
Well, the three that I just named won the cross car.
You said they said who you referring to was the one fast car from the south.
The one fast who didn't drop tires only Floyd.
Okay.
No, the fast the booster car is Floyd.
David Floyd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, okay. David Floyd got big blocker twins, man. That ain't even, we ain't even, I don't know. I think he would have had a little more respect if he kept a small block with Turbo. When you go big block with Turbo, I think they ought to take that one and go class racing with that one.
Yeah, definitely, DJ, if he got picked up with twins or what, Nicky got 900 and smoked around 5 straight up.
Do what now? Say it again?
I said, what's the
difference with
a big block with twins and Butt Nicky got 900 and smoked around 5 straight up?
Hey, you saying that shit for a joke, but I have it. Believe that shit.
I'm going to say this. I say what I said, but at the same time, I do got to tell you, it is a true grudge car, so it is what it is. I can't get he built what he wanted to fucking build, so it is what it is.
But see, the thing about it, though, man, you know, you got all that horsepower, and you can put it on the track. Hell, you still ain't doing no cool.
You damn right.
You know. Hey, so do y'all respect the ones that back half or full chassis? That slap some tires on and come out and racing. Y'all respect those?
Yeah, they respect them.
No, he ain't saying it like that. He actually do we respect them cars as far as when, you know, I guess when they try to call out cars or whatever, do we respect them really in the grudge game as a whole? Well, it is what it is. The thing is like this, it's crazy, but you know, if once you are respected and inducted into the game, or once other cars start racing you and you become the norm, shit, it is what it is. I mean,
okay. Say for example, like this, DJ. Say Lil Mo come back out,
okay.
And he just makes that 3 tenths faster than everybody. And he can't get no race. He can't get no race in back half. So he says, shit, I'm gonna slap some 29 ducks. I'm gonna slap some 29s on. And go racing.
Will you respect him for that?
But see, the thing about that now, he going to get a raise because you always got Stevie there. He going to get a damn raise.
But everybody gets tired of seeing them two tied up.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, did y'all get tired of this Gangster Boo and Big Low racing? Yeah, how many times you gonna
win? I ain't gonna lie, I like to see it every time they ran. See, I ain't gonna say it a lot, but you know what everybody say. All they do is run Big Low. But shit, every time they ran, everybody wanted to see it.
You're right. Kenny.
Yeah.
Next time you see Real Tree, tell him Moses Oak looking for him.
Who?
Moses Oak. Ain't that the other damn camouflage team? Moses Oak, or some shit like that. That camouflage gear that you buy. He got the real tree. And goddamn it, I got the Moses Oak being goddamn it.
But Nate, I just got a text. Somebody said they seen you sad up in one of them trees with the binoculars on.
So
you saw that white Monte Carlo, you
wouldn't
even go in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got this.
Take him back and tell him. Take him back and tell him. I ain't scared of that motherfucker. He ain't doing no more than me.
That raid gonna happen before 14 out, y'all. No, no. Long as both of them cars got oil pressure. That right there gonna happen.
Okay, now I got a question. It was on Facebook about 2 days ago, and they were talking about Brush Racer of the Year.
Now
we halfway through Jolly. The season. Jolly Rest is definitely in the running.
Big time.
Look up, man. We got two cars in it.
Kenny, hold on. Let me make a point. They said that Johnny talking about Brush Racer of the Year. What the fans is scared of, we're going to have somebody come out in around August or September and just light the boards up. I mean, you know, light it up and build that momentum. Should they be even mentioned in Grudge Race of the Year? Because they ain't been out all year. But we're going to come out around August, late July, August, and win maybe 8 or 9 races.
Well, watch this. In their defense, whoever may come out and do something like that, in their defense, if they
you know
come
what?
Out and do as much as somebody did the first part of the year, and that I mean, if the person like Jolly Rancher, if Jolly Rancher keep up his momentum, it'll be hard for somebody to beat Jolly Rancher, in my opinion. If he
I'm
gonna
say it's gonna be between prime. It's gonna be between prime time and Taliban.
Okay.
I mean, you got Chubb car is undefeated.
What about Lethal Weapon and Little Rick?
You're right.
They ain't been running the grill races. How many grill races been on ring?
Who?
Not like Jolly Rex and them there.
Who ain't?
But then you get to the quality and quantity. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Willie Dawg been out there pretty good, too, now, like you said.
Yeah.
Well, no, you look at Josh. Josh been racing a lot now. Bass
Song. Bass Song.
Yeah. Been hearing their names a lot. Number 19, he come up from Milwaukee.
It's probably about at least 10, 11 cars that ain't even hit the scene yet that's about to hit the scene.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it really too goddamn hot to be racing right now, really, to be honest. Man, a lot of folks, you know.
No.
Yeah, okay, it's too goddamn hot,
man. Come on up north, it's nice and warm up here.
It's nice and warm now. Up north is perfect all damn near all day. It don't be that hot.
Hey, ain't nobody doing no racing for me.
But you don't love
now, you
look
at it, but they don't start racing until what, 7, 8 o'clock, man?
Yeah.
Everybody,
not really. The track been right around, start cooling off right around then. 7:30,
yeah.
8 o'clock.
If it's hot for you, it's hot for the opponent. So both of y'all got to run at the same air.
I think Real Tree didn't even come off the trail until about 8 o'clock or something over there in, what's the name of it?
Well, you know, it's just to each his own, really, you know.
Most people wait to the track. Once the track cool off a little bit, you know, that's when all the action really go down.
Oh, yeah. Girl, I don't really care, you know, to me. That be now coming down there at Ball Arena, fuck you up the first race, the first good race of the day in the heat of the day. He won on a technicality because I broke. I knocked the bone, whooped his motherfucking ass down. He didn't whoop me. I whooped myself.
You know what? You broke and I didn't have a tuna. Man,
I don't want it.
You got 900 cubic inch motor. You
need
it.
I ain't got no 900 cubic inch motor, man. Mike and Lyle, who's speaking with tonight? Raymond, the boy acting crazy again.
Hey, school.
See what that when that something just be spinning. It's just spinning and it ain't doing nothing.
No, let me see. I got it on my phone. Let me just make it open.
It's just spinning. Still spinning in the circle.
DJ Grass. DJ Grass B is in the crew. What's happening, guy?
What's going on,
B?
What's happening,
hey,
B? What's happening?
Man, I don't get a chance to holler at you guys much, but I do be listening to you. But I want to invite, first of all, I want to invite you guys over to my show, man. I'm Ox Off. I want to invite you guys over and come in and ask Larry, like I said, fellowship with us. But, I know I'm getting on late. But maybe you've answered the question already. I just want to ask myself. Dog never really was riding you out last night. And it's like.
I haven't heard about it.
Hold on. We can barely hear you. You said dog was
okay.
Doing what?
They really worked on it yesterday, man. They were kind of upset with you because they like you done booked 4 or 5 races that you hadn't showed up the night of the race. I know I'm getting on late, so you probably answered the question already, but I just want to ask. Is there a specific reason why you did not show up at the track?
Yes, it is.
I mean, as a fan, I just want to know.
Yeah,
I know the reason.
DJ know the reason.
I know.
We all know the reason.
Tony Bass said you didn't get in touch with him. He did speak with you, but Tony Bass, it was his show, and you know you didn't call. So I'm just asking. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna sit it down real fast,
okay.
First of all, fuck dog. And what he ragging me on?
I was just trying to see how they were talking shit.
When I said rag, it's all in fun, man. No one's riding in on serious. It's all in fun.
No, I already heard about what dog had said. I already heard. And he called me yesterday, but I was in the paint when he called me.
He did.
But I'm going to tell you,
let me tell you this now. I was on the show for the whole show. He didn't say nothing negative. He just said your face. It was all fun and games what he said.
Okay. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want to make sure.
That's
what I wanted to say before Butt Naked responded. I didn't want him to be on him. Like, okay. Yeah.
No,
it was
all in fun and games, man.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna tell you just like this. Now. DJ know the reason. Wit know the reason. Everybody know the goddamn reason. I'm redoing my whole goddamn truck. And I asked DJ to use his truck. DJ told me he had to get a seal in
my access
in his building. He got to get an access seal. Neither one of us got around. He didn't get a chance to take it to the damn shop to get it put in. And I ain't calling back. I forgot about it, really. Then when it was time to go, I called him. He ain't get the access seal put in.
I didn't
have no way to get there. Let me tell you something. My trailer weighs 10,900 pounds, motherfucking empty. And ain't no any goddamn truck gonna put it. You gotta have some real power.
You gotta
I got two goddamn Polaris in there, in the car, and all my tools and equipment. So.
It was all fun and games. Wick said exactly what you just said. He said that was the reason why you didn't show up. He said you'd be a caller. Like I said, it was all just fun and games, man. I just thought I would ask myself in case you.
Okay, ain't no big deal. I'm just saying though.
It wasn't that like
that. I told my dog had said that earlier. I know he had called me twice, but I didn't see the call until I got out of the paint. I was in that paint yesterday when he called me. And,
he called you on the show, but he said he wants you to come over and defend yourself. It was just having fun.
I got to defend myself. What they don't understand
is,
if a man don't make a show, evidently there's a reason why he don't make it. He ain't just out here. I ain't just saying I come to a show and don't call. I'm trying to get there.
Hey, but next.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, on something like that, like I said, everybody run into problems and stuff, but let me, I know, but nigga, you got a lot of fans from Alabama. You got a lot of them. But let me ask you something. Is it something like that where a driver can't make it when he has his show like you have tonight, come on and say, look at fans, I'm sorry. Things just didn't come together. I had problems. You don't understand nobody what's going on. I had problems. I couldn't make it. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the proper thing to do, you know.
Hey, I agree with you to a certain extent. Instead of that, but hey, I feel like it was a big deal. I didn't make it.
I mean, you got a lot of people follow you, but nigga, you know.
Yeah.
Even when you throw shows, you want these same fans at your race. You know.
I don't throw shows. I ain't never did no shows.
Well, you might in the future. You know, you don't ever know what the future might hold for you.
Yeah,
you
I don't know what the future
holds
for me, but,
yeah.
You know, I don't, it seems like to me they say like I fall advertised, but I won't do that. I'm coming.
Right.
If I tell a man I'm making, I'm going to try to make it. Hey, shit happens sometimes.
But, like tonight.
I know the show wants to go on tonight. I ain't have no baby to them. I was going to end the show in goddamn 30 minutes, but I'm working through it.
Well, but Nick, you had a baby every Tuesday night, so I don't know.
Not like this. she done got older. I can't control her now. Yeah. She wanted to punch the keys on the keyboard.
Y'all see what I'm talking about as a fan, right? You know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we all, when we're doing a girls game, I think you have a little bit of higher with accountability. So when they promote and say that you're there, we do got to come on these radio shows and give them, I mean, that's a valid reason.
You know, he's just a ballerina. He can't get there. If one of the guys that was going to promote him wanted him there, stop by his house, grab his trainer, and I'm sure he's tremendous power. He can get there, but he may get so busy, you can't get there.
Hey, Kenny, today on that subject there, let me tell him something else. The reason why I be late getting to the show, calling by my goddamn self. I ain't got no crew. I do all this shit by myself. I ain't got nobody watch no truck, no trailer, no car, no Polaris. Nobody fill up all them damn 10 nitro bottles that I got. Nobody to pump two 5-gallon jugs of fuel and two sets of spark plugs I got to go get. And that's a lot of shit on one man, homie. Make sure you got all your tools and equipment, your damn torches and shit. It's just me. Me. T-Man don't live down here. T-Man live in Chicago. He don't be down here. He can't get down here like that.
He live in Chicago?
So it's just me by myself. In Chicago.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say he live in Chicago.
No, he live in Chicago. And then on top of that, you gotta be in the room. And make sure your employee doing it for the doing, get your customer calls out of there, you know. That shit is a headache in itself.
Yeah. Hey, but Nick, you got a valid point, man. You do owe the fans an explanation because of the where we put you at in the grunge game, but it can't be held against you personally because you got a life, you got a family, and all that, and it's, you know, like I said, you got a whole lot on your plate.
Yeah, people got to realize things do happen. You know, a lot of times people do want to see people and all that, and you know, but
right,
yeah,
but you
it,
know, at
it
the
is
same time,
what
that what you got good going, you didn't collect a dime. It ain't like you did false advertising and you had your hand at the gate. So
yeah,
can't nobody say anything about that. You could make
and one money. And one thing they can't say is when the man show up, he do goddamn race. Can't nobody say he don't race when he show up. They used to talk a lot of shit. But when the man show up, the man raced.
Yeah, I remember when he showed up in Macon, I blew his booty hole out. So he will show up. Oh!
I had to swallow that chicken wing first before I said this thing, goddamn.
Hey, Biz, I think you just had booty hole blown out that day, too.
What you say, Terry? What the hell you just say, Terry?
This bum was going too.
Hey, so I think Bruce Ware gonna get it because he was picking on Nick in a little trouble. But Nick gonna take care of DJ Lightweight. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's why I gotta put my extra work right there. But Nick. But I sure hope the North I feel pretty sure that the North gonna make it down south. So I know it ain't coming to Killer Race. So I look forward to seeing a lot of the North boys there. I know a lot of them come to Wit Race. I know a lot of them come to Balder Race. A lot of them come to Mike Race. So, you know, I'm sure out of one of them four races, I'll be able to see them, and I'm sure the norm might have something special up there. I might have to make a special trip.
Hey man, so what you think about Dog and Leon if that race get off?
Do what now?
If Dog and Leon get off Saturday, who you got, DJ? You got Dog and Leon.
Man, let me that's a hard one to say, but I mean I would have to probably lean with Dog because Dog and Smokey just, you know, they just, he lucky with Smokey. Well, I ain't gonna call it look. Dog and Smokey do their thing, right? And Dog usually do his job on that tree, so. And Smokey check the fuck out, so, you know. I'm gonna have to go with Dog. Everything was a little, I can't really see Sneaky.
Okay, so if Dog leaves first, you don't think Leon got enough to come around?
I don't think he'll get back up there. That's just what I'm saying. I can't even remember seeing what you know what Leaky Carr did or done. So.
Well, Dog, not Dog, or B. You know, Dog left on me down in Florida. We went around him.
Man, come on, man.
You had two things working against you. First, you had a small block. Leon ain't got no small block. Second of all,
you
got
a
Leon had a boosted small block. I had a boosted small block, and we didn't have no tuner. Leon gonna have a tuner. So you had two things working against you. I guarantee you.
I didn't have no tuner either.
You don't need one with a 900 cubic inch motor, I keep telling you.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
You ought to be able to.
Hey, Ben. Go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead.
down that damn track. They would have wooed with no tuning in the heat of the day. The first one go down the track. I know what to do to get out of that motherfucker.
Hey, you got some hands up,
I don't see Nan down here. My board. Something wrong with my board.
Let me open them up here. Let me open them up for you.
I need to refresh it.
Quick, hold on.
We didn't even on the show, don't look like. On my board.
Yeah, we're on the show.
Yeah.
Hey,
but Nick.
Hey,
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you big mouth motherfuckers. I hear y'all over there. You know goddamn well we can't fuck with Buck Nick. And I told B his big head ass not to fuck with Buck Nick.
No, what's happening, dog?
Hey, hold on, but we not came on the show, though. Hey, how y'all doing, DJ and Buck Nick and everybody?
What's happening, dog?
The reason I came on the show now, you know I done got spotted texts and said they over there talking about the shit I was talking about on my show the other day about Buck Nigga. I'm gonna clear this motherfucking shit up right now because I don't want Buck Nigga shooting at me because he know I'm gonna shoot back at his motherfucking ass. But anyway,
no,
I'm serious,
you know, I don't know what to say, but you know me and you cool.
That's why I'm finna straighten out, they don't know me and you like that, though.
They really don't.
Yeah, but I want to say it because I know some people going to come on there, yeah, like dog with dog with you. Don't get me wrong. But, nigga, I'm going to be honest with you now. I came on there because, man, do you realize how many motherfuckers came up to me down there? When Buck Nigga coming? And I tried to call you, Buck Nigga, and you didn't answer the phone. So I did say, see, Buck Nigga, once your name get out there as a star celebrity, you got a certain responsibility. Motherfuckers, I'll show up and tell somebody something. I just heard what you said. I know there's a lot of shit on one man, and I understand that shit, but that's all I was saying. Now, I was disappointed, too. I wanted to see Buck Nigga, too.
My driver came to support. When he there? Yeah,
he
was there.
Buck Nigga. And that's how I said, and yeah, and I was on my show, and I did try to call you, but nigga, you wouldn't answer the phone. So it wasn't
like
I was trying to talk about you behind your
back. I was in the paint booth trying to paint one.
This is what I'm gonna tell you though. Who got the kids?
Is
that your kids back there?
You know I'm on the road.
Nah, but nigga, I'm gonna say something, and I'm saying it in a good way. Just like DJ Grant now. You know, DJ Grant used to come on the show every motherfucking week come on when he's gonna do something. Okay, we expected DJ Grant to do something, and if he wasn't gonna do nothing, shut the fuck up. So DJ Grant got smart this year, and he started saying whenever he come back, and we can live with that. So when Buck Nigga, when you say something or say you finna do something, Buck Nigga, we expect you to do it. When you don't do it, then you big and... You get to be blown out big because everybody expecting some shit from you.
That's it.
Absolutely. You came on Pro Stock Jones talking shit. That you got, I was on Pro Stock Jones listening to that shit. You had me hyped up. I couldn't wait to see this shit, because I would love to see you blow goddamn and whip them hands out, because I know you're going to talk some shit. But so when you came on there and talked all that shit, man, I was hyped like a motherfucker. And then when you don't show
up,
I was disappointed.
She happens sometimes, you know.
I know she happens, but buck naked, goddamn it, you had to call. Did nobody know you wasn't showing up buck naked at damn near 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock, man? That's what I'm saying. You should have told somebody in the beginning. And I could have made an announcement on the loudspeaker or something. Hey, man, buck naked having problems. He can't make it down there or something. Because, motherfucker, we in Alabama. Bitches in Alabama know you.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody goes, buck naked coming. Buck naked coming.
Actually, but niggas take it as a compliment. People want to see you.
I did get on your ass, and I was talking shit, but I did call you to talk shit, but I couldn't get you. And I just wanted everybody to know that. I told him, I said, me and Buck Naked are homeboys, and that's my boy. But goddamn, Buck Naked, once we get to be celebrity status, we got obligation to the public. You might say, fuck that, the public don't help me do this or don't help me do that, but we ain't going to say that out loud, because I'm saying the same thing, but I ain't going to say it out loud. But we all celebrities, and people expect more from celebrities than they do regular jokers.
Tell some motherfuckers from that donation that way, goddamn. We rick like hell, and hey, I want somebody to help me with we them all. Goddamn, I ain't going to tell no lie. Them the two only men that help me. I take that back. Jay Bond helped me too.
I'm just telling you why. When you do something, it blows up more than somebody else do something. I'm gonna show you an example. I'm gonna give you another example. With that girl name with the Nova down there, our DJ Grant, our daddy's girl with the Nova down there, daddy's girl.
Huh?
What's that girl down there that be down
there
in Montgomery,
Alabama? Daddy's girl. Uh-huh.
They bill up to have a big race and she didn't race. Man, they was talking about her like a motherfucker because they had bill up to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And when you don't show, they're like Biz. Biz talking all that shit now. They're like, when Josh squashes his motherfucking ass, oh, no, when Josh and me and Biz about to leave town.
Hey, dog, they told you about that new guy down here.
These motherfuckers are muting my motherfucking mic again. God damn it. That's fucked up, man. These motherfuckers keep muting my goddamn mic. If I see that motherfucking Junior motherfucker, I'll give a goddamn bastard on the back motherfucking tie.
Oh, no.
Hey, dog. Just leave first. Hey, you bring
Smokey
up there.
Goddamn, unless I tell the motherfucker up there, that bitch will be loaded up to be the first bitch in the gate.
Who you looking for, dog?
I'm going to stick my dick sideways in Leon's asshole. Hey, I'm going to be on 29s, no Willie balls, and I don't give a fuck if he want to run out the back door.
Get the fuck out of here, dog. You ain't going to be on 29.
I'm on 29s all the while, DJ. I'm on 29s all the motherfucking while. If Smokey don't tear up Thursday night, I'm taking Smoke over there. If Smokey don't tear up Thursday night, she'll be strapped out on the trailer 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm leaving out this motherfucker heading straight to Morocco, Indiana.
Oh, shit.
And if I get Leon's address, I might park on his motherfucking front yard and do a bunny out on that motherfucker. I'm tired of that motherfucker talking that shit.
Don't be so mean, though.
I ain't mean. I'm just goddamn tell you what the fuck I'm going to do. And if I fuck around and beat Bad Storm, I might drive that motherfucking Mustang back home.
Boy, y'all, wow.
Hey, Buck Naked, I'll give you a hand when you get here.
Hey, don't y'all forget now. If y'all motherfuckers ain't coming, y'all need to see somebody that is and send some money there for sleeping at.
Yeah. Hey, Buck Naked.
Yes, sir.
Can I get my goddamn lockup money?
Oh, shit. We ain't lost no damn money.
Well, since you didn't come, motherfucker, we locked it up.
I hear you.
Hey, Broke Nigga, and the thing about it, Broke Nigga, you could have came with that and slid down the track and fucked with her, man. Goddamn, man. Slid down the track and fucked with
her. Yeah, he right.
We already talked to him behind the scenes. Already enough.
I don't want all this old secret shit, man. All this old secret shit ain't worth a fuck.
Hey, I told him what you just said. He could have slid down that motherfucker and fucked me up.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Hey, they said Butt Nagy was down. Said, buddy, he was up in the tree, and he seen that white Monte Carlo and said he wouldn't come in.
Now, that's what they read. Now, be honest with you. Now, that's what they did, sir. They said, when that nigga know he was coming, that bitch is not, he is. He wasn't coming up in there.
Now,
you get
on dog,
gang. I ain't lying, they did say that. Ain't lying. Hey, Richie came on the show today and said it. Richie came on the show today and said, Buck Naked know he was going to be in there. That bitch had no intention of coming up in there.
He said that, Richie. Yeah, he said he said yesterday. Buck Naked, you going
to
he going to get what he's looking for pretty soon, I think, though. That's the last thing.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. Buck Naked said he's the baddest bitch on Twin Ace, and after this week, He wasn't scared of nobody on 29. Well, Buck Nigga done told a goddamn lie. The bitch done told a lie.
What the hell, dog, talking about, man? I got a clue in my phone to charge my ear. Put the phone charge it.
Hey, dog.
You got charged no phone
up. Yeah, hey, I'm going to tell y'all a secret, too, now. Y'all know DJ Grant car ain't running. Buck Nigga talking about he ain't got no help. How come DJ Grant won't go there to help that motherfucker?
Yeah. Now, that's a point there now. You got a point there now, dog.
Yeah, dog. You got a point there, dog. He ain't got there help.
Goddamn. DJ Grant can come help you, goddammit. Goddammit, sometime. Shoot.
DJ Grant can come help him turbo too. Fact of matter, half of the motherfuckers in Alabama can come help him. They ain't racing. So all of them bitches should have been on there to pick up a nice bottle to help put their motherfuckers.
That's a cold blow.
Name is Buck Nugget. I'm the Alabamian champion. I spazzed on these motherfuckers.
But Nick, new Alabamian champion, I would like
there
to say
go.
Thanks to all my fans and supporters. But most importantly, I would like to say thanks to all my haters and doubters. Y'all is the reason why I do this shit.
This
man
said
I spazz on y'all because a billion motherfuckers want to see me fall.
Goddamn, a billion?
You know what, man? In the First Grudge Inc. magazine, I print it. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. That being said,
that's a lie.
Back. Sweet. Also, I like to say, when Jay Floyd had that belt, no one would challenge him for it. Now that I have it, I hear others want it now, including my co-host, DJ Grant.
Now he got it. He ain't running no goddamn body.
Motor, any given Sunday or Saturday. Call me, boy.
Wait a minute, goddamn. Why you cut it off rather than talk that shit about me, motherfucker? Y'all know that, right? Yeah.
Boy, y'all wild.
Hey, I appreciate
y'all bringing
me on in. I'm 100 miles outside of Chicago.
100 miles. Hey, Biz, you on the road?
Yes, sir. I'm on 65, baby.
Oh, I didn't know you was on the road.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I got to get that bowling alley. I'm going to lock that bowling alley in tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't want no more of that hot ass jerk chicken, motherfucker.
I ate
some of that hot ass motherfucking shit and took a shit and burnt my motherfucking hemorrhoids up.
That's fucked up, dog.
Hey, the Memphis boys like it. The Memphis, the 9-on-1 bad boys like that jerk chicken.
Hey, dog. That's why you're supposed to use that shaman.
Man, fuck that. I needed a goddamn plug to go in my ass. That wiping my ass wasn't doing no good. I need to plug that motherfucker.
I'm going to give me some of that Thursday, baby. Some of that Thursday.
Hey, DJ Grant. Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
Now, you from Alabama. I don't know if you know. You know Steve Curry?
Yes, I do.
Oh, shit.
All right. I'll get it, man. I told you, dog, Ben had two retirees working on the car Friday night, man. He had an old driver and an old tuner.
Oh, Marcus Britt, a bad motherfucker, though.
Look here, dog. He had Skinny asked me, he said, how the hell did Ben get these old motherfuckers out of retirement? I said, he brought some older motherfuckers in their face, and that what made him get out of retirement.
Hey, well, I know it got to be right to give it to the Godfather, so I went and got two of the, I don't say the best, but two people that know how to do what they do, you know?
They're the best at what they do now. They're some bad motherfuckers now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Damn sure is.
Bad motherfuckers. I told Ben that when Ben told me that. Shit, I said, damn, I know them busy crushing on that, man. Shit.
Yes, sir.
But we still going to get our hands all blowed out there.
God damn.
Damn. Dog, I'm gonna tell you to say we're gonna win. Spears, man, fuck you, man. Man, you know goddamn we have much shit as bad storm. Josh talk, man, that bitch wins. Goddamn, we gotta leave Chicago, man. But goddamn it, he got how to do the goddamn job. Bitch, you gotta show me.
I believe that why Josh Key so brown, because he talks so much shit.
Hey, Witt, I heard you. You know me and you to come down to gangster shit, you know you got my back. Now, if you gonna be up there with one of your cars, motherfucker, you on deck too.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Y'all, I ain't got no motherfucking friends when it come to racing, bitch. If smoking goddamn come in that gate, bitch, Wit did not come in there with nothing. Predator, not Junior.
Oh, shit.
unmute my goddamn mic, butt naked. Mute my goddamn mic. I want my goddamn lockup money, too, butt naked. You owe me motherfucking $100 and a Coke.
Hey man, I'ma show y'all can add weed. I'ma show y'all how fuck it was. Everybody's at the gate every time a car come up. Hey, that buck nigga, the 9-on-1. Wasn't neither one of them. So after a while, 9-on-1 finally got up in there. Goddamn gate. Is that buck nigga?
I'm gonna mute my phone. Thank you, Bud Nick.
How many passes Smokey got in it?
Shit, man, Smokey, longer than Smokey, this shit, he probably got about another 50 in it.
Okay,
the more I smoke, the better it run.
Hey,
I'm mad anyway, cause y'all listen to DJ Grant. DJ Grant, the only one on the phone, got any sense. I ain't gonna repeat what he just said, but he wasn't lying to y'all motherfuckers. Let Smokey bail out there on a bitch ass. Ain't now bitch you know. I'm gonna tell you now. If I bail out there on it, go hand track so you can see the rays now.
Hey,
all that goddamn smoke, you won't be able to see it from behind.
You got 10-5 Steve Kirk. You got all 10-5 Steve Kirk working on that thing.
Yep, yeah, Steve Kirk and Barker's
Brit. Hey, you know, I ain't been around. You know, I ain't been around much. You know what I'm saying? Long. And I never heard of Steve Kirk.
Shit, man, Steve Kirk, one of the baddest bitches in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, I want you to ask him. Steve Kirk was bigger than Mike Hill.
Hey, Steve Kirk, when Steve Kirk go to the line back in the day, everybody knew Steve Kirk was at the line.
Everybody.
Still did.
Everybody.
Hey,
and let me tell you this right here. When Gil Moser found out Steve Kirk had that big motor, shit, Gil Moser cussed Gene Fulton out.
You know, I kind of feel kind of privileged there because he came to a small time track to deal with a small time joke.
No, Steve Kirk don't do that. Now, Steve Kirk said he can't make goddamn chicken salad out of chicken shit, bitch. I don't supposed to do this here, man, but Bill's gonna get his asshole toe out of me. Bill's taking a goddamn 550 car. A goddamn racetrack because of his race, man. Hand me this motherfucker. That bitch won't get out his own motherfucking way, man.
Damn. Well, you know, that's what Ben always do. He always come out with them slow-ass cars. The motherfucker from Hattiesburg with a motherfucker told me he want to run me out the back door. The motherfucker had stock frame reels on it. I said, come on.
Damn.
It sounds like y'all saying I should give Biz the back tire and the brake.
Shit, and the clear
yeah.
too.
Hell yeah, and the clear too.
Shit, and the clear too.
Yeah, Three Love trying to do that to me. Three Love was trying to make a case with me. Yeah, I didn't know who I was messing with.
Hey man, I'm gonna tell you the truth now. Y'all know it's gonna be some perfect weather up there. If Biz fuck around there and win a race, man, it's gonna start snowing.
Damn.
Well, Biz, you better not got that wing in then.
Y'all let dog fool y'all if y'all want to. They tell me that damn car moving.
What the fuck? Somebody done muted my mic again?
Mud naked little baby. Mud naked daughter. She muting the mic.
No, but nigga really don't want us to know. But nigga put it up his blouse. He breastfeeds.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. Oh my goodness.
Nigga didn't say he the Alabamian champion. But nigga said I'm the Alabamian champion. He said you're the Alabama champion. I'm the Alabamian champion.
Because I do this for my fans.
These motherfuckers fans them.
That nigga ain't nothing but a damn baby shit. He ain't no damn nothing.
You got a point there now. That motherfucker went from deers to rattlesnakes to talking about frogs in the front yard to talking about his truck won't crank. Man, God. What is I'm writing these motherfuckers down, so I'm going to write a book of excuses so I can make sure I don't duplicate them.
But niggas in the deal had a jumper cable, but they wouldn't give them right to him.
Hey, dog, I just got a check. One of the pro charger guards just texted to their run on smoke.
I don't goddamn where they with.
He don't want to fuck with that.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, who you want to speak to?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was trying to answer the other line. Big Will. Where them goddamn real tips at, man?
I got some chicken wings for you this time.
Big Will, they don't eat no real tips in the South.
I know it, Biz, but I know he gave me something when I came with that motherfucker. Hush, let me do this. I don't want that old hot ass jerk kicking no fucking mo.
I'm gonna have you paid it, dog. I'm gonna have it going on. I'm gonna have something to eat. You just get down here.
Hey, dog, we're gonna take care of you with chicken wing. Have you ever ate a hoagie?
A hoagie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about hoagies, motherfucker. I know about a hoagie, motherfucker, yeah.
Okay.
You heard of what about a funnel cake? What about a funnel cake?
I know about
cake?
Them old funnel cakes. We got them, too.
All right, we got them going on. So you make sure you get here with appetite.
Now what about me, a old Caucasian woman?
I got that for you, too. I got two
hey,
of
Terry.
Those.
Hey, Terry.
Fat one and a skinny
dog.
One.
Hey, dog, hey. One Caucasian woman. What's your come up, Terry?
Hey, man, fuck Terry. Terry's full of shit. He better have SVO in the motherfucking house. I'm telling his motherfucking mouth, too.
Hey, dog, you up on them fried pickles? Hey, y'all up on them fried pickles?
Fried pickles, yeah. They serve at what you call them, though. I ain't tried none of them yet, though. They got them at Zaxby. Zaxby got them fried pickles, yeah.
Okay, my girl gonna have them ready for y'all guys.
Well, I'll try one now. I love pickles. I'll try one. I'll try anything once. But back then, where Terry motherfucking fired at it? I'm getting tired of him talking about he took.
Pickles in your mouth, you love pickles in your butt. That's what you like, pickles.
I got Biz, you don't like me to call you the B-word, so don't talk shit, because that's my favorite word now.
Okay, dog, I apologize.
Don't open that goddamn door, motherfucker, because you know I'm stupid. You know I'm stupid. Goddamn Buck, hey, I'm like Buck Naked. Goddamn it, Buck Naked said, just call a BET, he said he's going to fillet him. Buck Naked said he's going to kill him. I'm going to fillet this bitch.
Damn.
Call this motherfucker. All these bitches out here talking about they going to come and they don't never show up. Goddamn it, y'all be talking about everybody. I got one more motherfucker I'm going to talk about. Breadman. Breadman be on every motherfucking show. He come into every motherfucking race, and every time it's a race, he got something else to do. I'm going on mute.
One time in your mouth.
Yeah, hey, did nobody say that? Now, hold up now. I'm on a Grudge Inc. show talking shit. Now, I talk shit on everybody's show. See, I don't give a fuck about that Grudge Inc. shit and all them feuds y'all got. If I come on a motherfucking show, I'm going to be myself, and who don't like it can suck the left side of my ass. So when I make a goddamn joke on somebody in Grudge Inc., motherfucker, I need to hear you laughing, motherfucker.
Look, DJ, you said everything. You got that.
Yeah, you know DJ gonna laugh.
No, DJ ain't laughing. DJ gonna stop laughing. I've been checking the shows lately. He don't laugh. Remember, DJ used to come on the shows and laugh the whole motherfucking show.
Hell, dog, you sound like damn.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all need to get some more shit to it. That shit sounded old like a motherfucker. That shit sound like Uncle Larry or somebody.
Little motherfucker going to try to rob me. Well, I'm going to show you how we do it up here in Pinkies, nigga. I wasn't trying to rob
you. Turn the bitch up so we can hear it. Put some volume on the bitch, motherfucker.
Your ass. Now, what you done with Day-Day and Roach? Day-Day is my
shut up!
Now, who sent you, nigga? Nobody sent
me.
Another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't
that boy, that played some good parts, man. He played some good parts, man.
Now, you ain't got no gun. But where the weed at? I ain't got no weed. Shut the fuck up! Say something else, nigga. I'm gonna tie your old monkey ass up.
That reminds me of Butt Naked and Grudge Racing.
God damn.
Hey, dog, you used to wear some of them goddamn rope stompers too back in the 70s.
I see a whammy, you bow. Yeah, one thing about me, I don't give a fuck. I ain't never been no stylish motherfucker. Whatever you want me to wear. Man, I was down in Alabama, man. Look at me. Look at me. Y'all gotta cut this bullshit out, man. Some motherfucker down in Alabama had on some tablecloth looking ass motherfucking pants, man. I got on his ass, he got mad. Ain't gonna talk about that's the goddamn style in Alabama. I said, man, come on, man. They don't wear that shit nowhere in the world, man.
You're a quick fuck with your boy in Alabama, boy.
Ain't you from Alabama?
Damn right, I'm from Alabama. Proud of it, too.
You know what, dawg?
I see them some funny-looking motherfuckers down there.
You know what, dawg? Dawg, I seen your damn brother-in-law yesterday.
Shit. Wasn't my brother-in-law going, I ain't married down there, bitch, lately.
Oh, you talking about
Willie Brown?
Willie Brown.
Yeah.
Willie Brown,
yeah.
Let me open up the mic.
706-4218,
your mic in line.
That's a fan, motherfucker. That's a fan, bitch. That's a fan.
You know, what's up, folks?
Fan, what's happening, fan?
You got it.
Yeah.
You got cut off.
Fan, tell me you're coming to see me, fan.
Man, I'm going to break the very thing go through. I've heard all that shit. I can't hold my breath no longer, man. I'm going to come over there and I'm going to shut these motherfuckers down with a goddamn talk all that turbo shit. If I catch you with that weak-ass truck,
I'm going to do something to your ass.
I'm
going to bring my boy with you.
I'm through with you and Mike here. Y'all some cheating motherfuckers. You can't work without Mike here, dog. You ain't worth a fuck without Mike here, so I'll bust your ass anytime you get ready.
Hey, I beat fan four motherfucking times.
Hey, DJ. Hey.
Yeah.
He's trying to fucking, they cheated on me, but when I got my shit right, that bitch, you couldn't pull him on me.
Okay, DJ, when did he get it right, DJ? When we got home?
You didn't beat nobody four fucking times, you lying down.
I beat that motherfucker four times, and then gave his money back, DJ.
He a lying motherfucker.
We ran for $100, and I didn't even take his $100.
Nah,
I'm going to give me 20, motherfucker. Get your dumb ass out of the way, because you ain't that smart
out.
To fuck with me.
Check this out. Y'all know who the fuck you're talking to, so take all that shit he's saying and bundle it up and blow it out his fucking ass. You know what he's talking about. He's talking about
okay,
some bullshit.
Okay, fan, now, one thing I can say about you. Don't care what I said.
Yeah.
You do tell the truth. I didn't beat your ass down there in Mississippi.
Hell no, you didn't do this shit.
Oh, man, I didn't know fam was going to come in. Okay, hey, no problem. Okay, you're right. All right,
hey,
you know.
There was more to me there. Will was there. They saw your ass running third and shit. Be quiet, man. God damn. I came on there to say, man, I hope you have a good show with everybody, man. And DJ Grant, that was Tim I was talking about over there at that track. With them playing, them pants on.
Yeah, what happened there?
Tim, I ain't gonna call her last name with the Ferrari.
Yeah.
Your buddy.
Okay.
That's what dog we're talking about.
Y'all had that call over there?
Huh?
Y'all had that call over there?
He did, but the guy, he didn't get to do nothing. He didn't get to do nothing with it. Yeah, he got in the fan and started watching.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yep.
7067567677 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When
yeah,
you
I told you them dumb
recording,
that everybody
you
had a whole number. Might have been a damn number
everybody
options. Want to give out.
Hey, dog.
Whoever this message is, they let everybody on the damn world know your phone number. So if you got a good-looking old lady, watch out. Somebody's going to be calling.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
After the 26th, when are all the big bands going to come out, man, and run each other?
Well, y'all don't want me to say this on this here show. This is a grudging show, and if I say Cold Killer, you know DJ Grant going to go crazy. So, Cold Killer ain't finna run no motherfucking body till goddamn it, February is 13th.
Yeah.
I got two motherfuckers got bazookas laying in there. Goddamn it, Coke in there. Lil Rick and Lil Reed got bazookas laying in there. They got a bazooka. Hey, if that bitch breathe loud, we going to fire off on his head. Now, if you get that, get Cold Killer anytime you want to race. DJ Grant, you tell him, goddamn it, R&R looking for him. That's Real Tree and Reed.
DJ.
Tell him what now?
Tell Cold Killer, Lil Rick or Real Tree looking for his ass in the daylight with a fucking flashlight anytime he want to do something.
I'm gonna tell you this, dog. If I know Killer like I know Killer, and I know Killer. Killer doing what he got to do, but you already know when Killer ready, he going to answer them calls.
It's July. It's damn near August.
Listen. Don't nobody say nothing about nobody else when they ain't ready. When Real Tree shit.
Hey, you been had all pressure goddamn way back in February, man. We don't hear that bullshit.
Listen,
I told y'all DJ Grant was going to get on my ass.
Hold on. All pressure. Yeah, you done got the car tracking ready.
Hey,
come on now.
You can't get out of the motherfucking track. That's your business, motherfucker. If it takes you 6 months to get out of the track, you need to stop racing.
Hey, that's right. Now, don't get me wrong. I can't save them as far as they looking for them. Hey, they looking for them, but...
Don't you get a shoebox, goddamn it, I ain't ready. How long gonna take you to fucking get ready?
Listen. I can't say none of that. All I'm saying is, you right about the man. They can call and say whatever they want to say, but we all know he ain't. When he comes, he coming, and he gonna race you, and you know that.
Blah, 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 blah. Hope smoke up my motherfucking ass and hope I get pregnant.
Okay, now. Okay. Do I need to call Coke?
Kill
him and get him on the line.
No, don't call him now, because he's going to get mad now. It's too late to be calling him now. You call him, he's going to get mad. And if he do, I'm going to have to fuck him up. I don't give a fuck calling and see if you want to lock the fuck out.
Hold on.
No, don't call that, man. It's too late to call that, man.
It's 10 a motherfucking clock, bitch. It ain't too late. Call him, motherfucker.
Thanks. Hey, them boys, tell a cold killer. Don't call him. It's too late.
Sound like some goddamn hoe-ass bitches, don't it?
Hey, I didn't say that.
Taking my beauty out.
Don't call him. It's too late. I said I'm going to call him.
It sounds like...
Another man trying to get another man. That sounds
like
some gay shit to me. Okay, dog, hear you want to say it like that. I bet you call Chris Tootin' late at night. See what he
did. Oh, there ain't none of my boys. If it's my boys, I call my boys. I don't give a fuck if it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
You call Jeff Miles now? If I'm calling for legitimate stuff, if I'm calling what you want to do, you want to rent the track, I'll call Jeff Miles right the fuck now. That's how I'm gonna call to rent the track.
He ain't gonna tell you over the phone. Motherfucker, I ain't scared to call no white folks that I know.
Yeah.
All motherfucking bitches scared. I call any bitch. I don't care if it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I don't give a fuck. If I fuck with you, I'm gonna call you anytime I need to call you. Now if you scared, buy you a motherfucking dog.
All he said yes or no dog.
Huh?
All he can tell you is yes or no.
Now, these bitches so goddamn henpecked, they scared to fucking call. Henpecked motherfuckers. I ain't never seen no grown-ass men so fucking henpecked as these motherfuckers.
I'm not going to call nobody after 10 o'clock. If we ain't just tight, I'm not calling nobody on the phone except a week. We know
Hey, do you pull your pants to the side when you squat and piss? Do you pull your pants to the side when you piss or do you come down and scream?
Hey, you heard what I said. What the fuck did I call this phone on the phone tonight? Tomorrow
you keep talking shit, but
I'm
going to fillet your ass.
Nobody else.
But nigga, I'm going to fillet your ass if you talk shit. Motherfucking in the bed at 10 on motherfucking clock. You got a goddamn baby over there, and she a baby ain't but about 5 or 6 months old. She ain't in the goddamn bed.
No, she'll be in tomorrow.
And hell, you talking about in the motherfucking bed?
Killer ain't in no damn bed. Killer probably doing whatever the fuck Killer doing.
Well, get that faggot on the phone then.
I already tried to call. I ain't get answered.
Off of the
don't
back
call that, man.
Huh?
Boy, y'all some scared henpecked motherfuckers.
Somebody said, who said don't call him?
Buck naked faggot ass.
Why I gotta be a faggot, dog?
He scared.
That's why I'm better scared ass than a faggot ass. I'm talking about this shit.
Well, nigga, this ain't none of goddamn it. This ain't none of goddamn BET motherfucker. I ain't scared of your motherfucker.
Don't
try that old shit. Cause I ain't scared of that. I ain't gonna fillet you. I'm like you, brother, nigga. I'm from Alabama too. I'm like you, bitch. I'm going to get my Roscoe. They know, you know, man, you know what Roscoe is.
Dodgy.
Hey, dog. That ring, you don't know B.A. bought a brand new helmet for your hand. You just don't even know it.
Hey, you can tell what the fuck is wrong. What I wear is a different thing. I'm wearing my own shit, my open face helmet.
he got a clothes fade helmet.
If he close it up, I can't see a motherfucking thing.
Dog, why you can't see out of here?
Huh?
Why you can't see out of him with a full face him?
I can, but I choose not to. I choose not to. I told you, I explained on my show one day why I don't wear no full face him. Now I wear one if they make me wear one, but I prefer not to.
Better
it give you tunnel vision, man. It give you tunnel vision.
Hey, what did you want to
Hey, dog, DJ say he sure have oil pressure there pretty soon.
Y'all leave DJ alone. DJ doing the right thing. Until he get oil pressure, he's shutting the fuck up. Leave him alone.
That's right.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
You know they got a new style here. DJ got that new style here. With the top lit down in the top, goddamn, so your hair can show out.
So we're going to fuck his hair. Yeah, I think him and Mike Hill got one of that. Hey, Buck Naked, Mike Hill went a step further to lose weight. He got a mohawk now so he can trim the sides of the helmet up so it don't have to be all of
Hey,
Mike Hill got that
a 55-year-old
man with a goddamn mohawk.
I thought about that motherfucker when I was in Tractor Supply today. You know, Tractor Supply got that shit. You know, I got them pits and shit now. You know, they got some shit you can put on the ground or on something that you don't want the motherfucker to bite on so they put a nasty taste in their mouth. I'm going to buy me some of that shit, put on my heel finger so he can stop biting the motherfucker. When you put a finger in the mouth, put a nasty taste in the mouth.
Damn. Mike, bite his fingernail.
Hey, he bite his fingernail on.
Hey, dog, I got a question. Who you like?
And then
what's up?
Who you like out of there, Southern Assassins or Nephew?
I like Nephew.
Yeah.
What they coming? What they racing, dog?
Until the Southern Assassins show me something, I don't give a damn until they show me something.
What they got tonight, the small block?
Yeah, they going to be at Running Brown race on 26.
They locked me in. They locked me in for Running Brown race, DJ.
Okay, I'm saying they got a Nitro Small Block Mustang. What a man.
We don't know that. All they did is say a Nitro Small Block. They didn't say it was a Mustang, Camaro,
okay.
Nova. They didn't say it. They just locked in. It says 500 on 15 or better, Small Block Nitros, 28, none W's, 8-mile Pro T, triple lane, no bars.
Okay, then.
One
thing I
got to be ready to race by 9:30. They got to be ready to race, locked and loaded by 9:30.
Them bitches coming to race.
And
the white boy do too, so I'll be a good damn race.
Dog.
Yeah.
That man you had on your show that's got that race over there in Albany, what day did he say it was on?
Bobby Child, you tell me the one he wanted everybody to come over there, you mean?
Yeah, what day was
that? That was on the 16th of August.
Oh, the 16th of August. Okay. It was a guy asked me, and I told him I
knew. Yeah, that was his anniversary race you're talking about, his anniversary race. DJ Grant and me, like they gonna go. They don't ever show up either. They talking about, yeah, we coming to support you, Bobby. Yeah, we coming to support you. I ain't seen that one of them motherfuckers up in there.
Damn, DJ.
Hey, that's our track now.
But, Nicky, if you need a ride up in Chicago, man, give me a holler, man. I got as expensive as dog pulling that damn car. He is up there with that damn dog. I like to lock
you
away in there before I get up there.
Hold up. You want
to
lock me in there with your tow truck? With your truck?
Yeah.
Want to lock in
there?
Yeah. All right, lock in 100 on 3. Lock in 100 on 3.
I don't like 100.
My tow truck against your tow truck in Chicago, run by 4 o'clock.
No, that we're going to lock in a little more than that because you say you already got 20. So lock in 120, goddamn it, because you say you got 20.
All right, well, lock in the whole fucking pot. Lock in 300 on 300, bitch.
I don't give a damn. You lock in 500 on 600, bitch. It don't make me no difference.
All right, well, lock in 500 on 600 then.
That'll work.
All right, 500 on 600. Your tow truck. I mean, your truck against my damn
that's
tow truck.
Naked. Hold on now. I got to be up there now. Because if butt naked, you got a ride, you got a truck, yeah, you got your truck fixed.
You ride 60 weeks.
Buck naked don't want to get his truck fixed. Buck naked say he's going to be there, but his ass ain't coming.
I'm just saying, I'll be
man,
on
I got down overhaul in my truck, dog. I'm not going to buy no new truck. I will buy trim of mine. I'm cloning my truck over to a new style truck. And I got to paint it.
I'm just.
But nigga, man, do you want this ass moving or not, bitch? I'm tired of your mouth.
Man, I'm trying to, if you shut the damn mouth for a minute, I'm trying to ask the man if something falls through. That way I can bring the truck and knock your best ass off at the same fucking time because you ain't going to run me. You just talking shit. Because you know when the road was dry, you didn't want to run me no fucking way. Everybody on the radio know that.
I'm
you want to run
in
the goddamn water.
You.
You want to run
now,
the fucking water.
Hold on now. Just
keep
it straight
running.
Now. I want a judge to keep it straight. You're right.
Well,
it was raining like a motherfucker, and you sat in the road. We both know it was raining, goddamn. We both know it was raining. When it stopped raining and it dried up, you asked me to rain. I told you, fuck no. I didn't want that trouble.
Well, it ain't going to be raining in Chicago or we're up north.
Now, my point I'm trying to make is, motherfucker, ain't like I trick you. I just whoop your ass when I know I can whoop
you. Nah, you couldn't do it by your fucking self. You had to have Mike Hill. You and that curly head or whatever the fuck he's supposed to be. He over there tuning on your goddamn truck. We supposed to have been racing fair and shit. You got a motherfucker over there tuning your shit, so. Bring him up there this time. I'm going to have a tuner with me, bitch. It's going to be between my damn legs.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's
ooh,
what I thought. You, if you lost that
baby,
hey,
you're
going to
take
the
goddamn baby job. What the baby going to do? You crying. What the baby going to do? You crying all the fucking time. What the baby
goddamn
gonna
thing you doing? Hell, you crying the whole damn time the sun came out. I came over there trying to lock your ass in, you wouldn't run for shit.
DJ Grant, I'm going to make you the judge. You got to keep it fair, judge. Judge of Alabama. You the Alabamian
don't
judge.
DJ
hey,
Grant,
I told that man when he cried, I didn't want
like
that trouble.
You
what's wrong with that? I beat the yep. fuck out of him four times on the wet track.
Man, you
ain't running
no fucking four times.
Then he went out to the other end. He said, we want to go from right here. And he thought it can go
so
further.
I guess I didn't win that one. In the water, remember you said I was gonna run over everybody, and you hit your brakes. So what was the end of the line at?
Shit, I don't know.
Did
I stopped
when you stopped. Yeah, every time
I beat so bad, I just stopped
when
you stopped.
When we get dry, and I take off, and I lead me back, he hit his brakes and then bag me back up. But hey, we ain't gonna argue about it. Just lock that money in and let's do it in front of everybody, and then we'll see who'll do what.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Blah, blah, blah. If that motherfucker shit, I can come run you tonight for what you going to do.
Come on in.
Meet me halfway, motherfucker. You so goddamn bad. Meet me halfway. Show your motherfucking ass.
I'm going to listen to that with my goddamn problem.
Let's quit talking and let's do what the fuck we going to do. You name the halfway spot. Name the goddamn halfway spot.
Fuck naked
you
out.
You bad ass bastard. Name the halfway spot.
Fuck naked out.
Yeah, all right. That's good. That's good.
I got a question. Right, I got a question.
Right,
I got
I'm on the way. Meet me at
fuck
naked out.
Hold on.
Meet me at fuck naked out.
All right, I'll be there.
Dog, is Lil Rick going to try live action this year when live action come out?
Lil Rick will try any bitch out there on 29 Slick, sir. Anybody. Lil Rick is trained to go. He's ready to fucking go.
That was the best. Yes.
Hey, but you know what though now? Last year, Tony Bryan called Lil Rick out every week. I don't hear calls Lil Rick out no more.
I know it. Kenny, get off that speakerphone, you big head son of a bitch. You was on my show all night and couldn't talk. You come over here with DJ Grant and you talking your ass off.
Dog, shut your mind now. Don't start no shit.
Hey, man. Y'all must have don't know. Don't make me call the Godfather. I know him personally. Hey, y'all, Grudge Inc. must be having a fight with clocks off. I got a call today, and I laughed my ass off. The man called me and said, dog, give me a Mississippi Joe number. I want to interview him on my Clocks Off show. I filled out my goddamn shelf before I gave him the number.
No, we ain't got nothing against Clocks Off.
Motherfuck Clocks Off. Motherfuck Grudgy. Motherfuck Mike Hill. Motherfuck, who else you want me to motherfuck Jeff Miles? Motherfuck, who else y'all want me to motherfuck?
Yourself.
Motherfuck you, you black bitch, you black motherfucker.
Hey, no, you see that video they put up with me and I was fucking around at the track.
No, what you were doing?
Man, I was fucking around talking shit. And Jay Bone put this shit up, man. That man got BET done come up, goddamn, all the way, goddamn, to Memphis. Tell me he gonna fillet my motherfucking ass this morning at the shop, man. I said, hold up, BET, I was just bullshit. I said, you know I don't fuck with Grudge, you know I don't fuck with Jay Bone, motherfucking ass. Well, I just fuck a fucker.
Me and Jay Bone were at shooting dice, man. We got fucked up. Me and Jay Bone were getting fucked up on that shooting dice.
Man, J-Bomb put that shit up, man. Got BET mad, man. Motherfucker. Tell me he going to fillet my motherfucking ass. So, man, I don't fuck
hey,
with Jay, man.
He got something he got to expose.
Oh, wait.
Shit going on, man.
BET was mad at you,
man. We said that he made BET famous.
Yeah.
We ain't said nothing wrong.
That man came to my goddamn shop, man, a motherfucker. I fillet your motherfucking ass.
Hey, well, with that, you could, he told you he was coming. Didn't you see all that goddamn smoke coming down the road?
Nah, he ain't got that hunter no more. He got another one. It ain't smoking, dog. He ain't smoking. It's burning oil, but it ain't smoking. Yeah, I ain't gonna do that shit no more. I told Jay, I don't gonna play with you no more, Jay. Man, you put that shit up, man. Got that man mad at me for that bullshit. Fuck that shit.
Damn, BET say he gonna fillet a bitch.
Jay Bond coming. He got a race car. He wanna lock me in and this and that. And all that bullshit. No, he ain't
hey,
no
hey, Whit. Hey, Whit. He do. He do. He do. What
are you going to
lock in?
He told me he wanted to run the press.
Oh, okay. 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 Did he tell you
lock his ass in? I told him lock his ass in.
Did he say a 550 breakout? Or are you going to run? You're going to run your
race? Yeah, I'm going to lock him in. I'm locking him in with a 550 breakout. I don't know
hey,
who the
don't
fuck
do that,
because
if he let me drive it, I'm going to fuck you all up. If he let me drive it, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm the best in the world at that shit.
Yeah, but I don't know how he going to find out what I win. I don't know how the fuck he going to find that out.
Oh, we going to find out, because we're going to put the dial in the tower, and if you fuck around there,
we don't put,
and